Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today's message is called All at Once. That's right, All at Once. And the foundation scriptures for this message are found over in John 10:10 and 2 Peter 3:9. And John 10:10 reads, "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I just thank you for all that you are. I thank you for all that you do. Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless the people of God that are listening to the sound of my voice. I ask that you think through my mind and speak through these lips of clay. I ask that this word is unhindered, unchecked by any outside force, and that Holy Spirit, that you guide and lead me in the word in Jesus' name. I ask that as this word is sown in our hearts, that you water it and grow it up all at once. I ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. All at once. People. Have you ever been in a situation where everything seemed like it happened all at once? Now, in this certain season of chaos, of a pandemic, it seems like things are happening all at once. Things like a virus are going around. You have riots, people going amok in different cities. Even people want to have quick hands, stealing stuff from folks in stores. Just a hot mess. Chaos all around us. Just in a short span, God has revealed to us how things can happen all at once. We've seen the economy drop and people lose their jobs in less than 3 days, all at once. We saw the people going out there marching all at once, being restricted in the house for all these days. Yeah, we can go out there all at once. What about the church, though? I'll say that for another sermon. Now, let's get back to the word. Let's get into the word all at once. Now, Jesus says that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. The enemy, Satan, is trying to destroy life as we know it. And when we look at Job, we can see how Satan, he wasn't subtle in his coming. He tried to take out Job all at once. Look, Satan took the liberty in destroying Job's life. Job couldn't even catch up to what pain he was suffering. Once the hedge of protection was taken down by the Lord our God, Satan came in and wreaked havoc in Job's life all at once. Let's look at the account of Job, the man who feared God. Let's start at chapter 1 and 6. "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them." He's appearing before the throne. "And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, and perfect and upright? Man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil." All right, now the Lord pointed out Job. Verse 9. "Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for naught? Has not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." Okay, so Satan sees that Job is blessed after the Lord points Job out. It was in the spirit. And so Satan says, "Take down the hedge of protection from Job and see if he'll love you for not." And so the Lord our God took down the hedge of protection from Job. And let's see how Satan wreaked havoc all at once. Verse 13. "And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their elder's brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, The oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. You see how Satan only sent the bearer of bad news, making sure Job got that message. Let's keep on reading. It says, while he was yet speaking the bearer of bad news, there came another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and have burnt up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Good God. See that? All at once is happening. All at once, y'all. While he was yet speaking, this is verse 17. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away. Yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Good God of mercy. In verse 18, while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking while in their elder brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. Over and over and over. You see how the enemy comes in to steal, to kill, and destroy? The enemy is trying to destroy and shake Job's faith all at once. He didn't let up. See, the enemy is not long-suffering. Now, we know that the enemy can be subtle, but he's not long-suffering. He does not love you nor me, people of God. He wants to destroy people all at once, at all costs. But we serve a God, the Lord our God, who is long-suffering, and he's not slack. Unlike the enemy who destroyed Job's family and all his increase, everything that his hands were blessed to do, the Lord can do that, but the Lord doesn't do it to his people. Let's go back to 2 Peter 3:9. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering. The Lord is long-suffering, y'all, toward us, not willing that any should perish. He doesn't want us to perish and go to hell, but that all should come to repentance. It's just like in this pandemic that they say is going on, all the chaos that's happening, the Lord is still long-suffering. He wants us to repent. He wants us to turn from our wicked ways. He wants us to get saved, to believe Jesus Christ died for our sins and that he was rose on the third day. Our intercessor, our chief intercessor, interceding for us on the right of the Father each and every day. The Lord our God is long-suffering. Let's get back to the message. Now, when we look at the Lord our God being long-suffering, we can look at Pharaoh. We can look at Pharaoh, the Egyptian king, when the children of Israel cried out to the Lord our God, and the Lord our God told Moses to go in and tell Pharaoh to let our people go. Now, looking at the account of the situation, I believe that the time took around 5 months to a year. Now, the Lord did destroy the economy of the Egyptians for his name's sake, for the chosen peoples, to make their name great. The Lord destroyed the economy of the Egyptians, but it wasn't all at once, because the Lord our God is long-suffering. So Moses tells Pharaoh to let my people go so we can go out into the wilderness and we can serve the Lord our God. And Pharaoh says, who is your God? I don't know this God. And I'm paraphrasing. So Pharaoh didn't let the children of Israel go. And so the first plague came on them. So Moses goes back in, says, let my people go. Pharaoh didn't let the people go again. Second plague, over and over. Moses will go in and say, hey, look, Pharaoh, God says, let my people go. But Pharaoh was stubborn. Can't let those people go. So he got hit with another plague. Yet another plague he got hit with again. But the process was not all at once like the enemy did. You see, folks, unlike Satan, the Lord our God allowed Pharaoh to have time to let the children of Israel go. The Lord our God didn't even want Pharaoh to be lost. He just wanted Pharaoh to change his ways. But we know that Pharaoh erred, and at the end of that was death. That Red Sea came down on Pharaoh all at once. So folks, let me ask you this. Is there a way that we can prepare for the all at once or for the suddenlies in life? One thing that we can do, especially in this year 2020, as things are revealed by God, is to start to get in the word, start to believe God, get saved if you're not saved. How about that? We have to have soul insurance at the end of the day. Don't wake up in eternity without soul insurance. Look, even though that chaos is all around us, God's grace is sufficient for us. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. I want you to know that God's grace is still sufficient for us as we are going through this growing pain. It's just a workout. For believers, this thing is just a workout. We don't have to be afraid. Yes, they probably are afraid across the street, but don't let their fear become your fear. We are in the world, but not of the world. Over in Psalms 91, it says that the plague will not come nigh you or me, nor your dwelling. So you don't have to be afraid. Yes, you may see people dying all around, but it's not going to happen to you. You know, I believe that as believers, that belief that we actually walked into the atmosphere where the virus was located, but it didn't touch us. And it will never touch us because we got on our blood suit. We got on the whole armor of God. We have on the armor of light, Jesus Christ. So we don't have to be afraid. We just have to walk through. We have to know our God and believe God. Hebrews 11:6. For without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seeks him. Let's keep on seeking God in this season. Let's get before our face before God and be intimate with the Lord our God. Let's pray out and cry out to Holy Spirit. He's our helper. He's our comforter. In this season, let him burn up everything that's unlike God in us. Just like Proverbs 25:4 says, take away the dross. Take away the dross from the silver. Take away the dross of Babylon from us in this season, and let us come out much more finer. Folks, the Lord our God can do it in our life all at once. He did great things for the children of Israel. Check out 2 Chronicles 20:20 when he said, the battle is not yours but the Lord's. Yes, he can save us all at once. He can save you all at once. He can heal you all at once. God can deliver you all at once, my friend. Amen. This is All At Once. I pray that this message has blessed you and that you will serve the Lord our God all at once. Be blessed. This is Pastor Michael Bailey. Amen and amen.
Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed.
Hey. If you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read his word, get guidance, and be blessed.
Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith Show. Thanks for listening.
Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. www.ondemandinspiredbyfaith.org.
Hey, tune in to the On Demand Inspired by Faith broadcast. It is a new wave of faith-based radio. Listen and get inspired as we are building your faith one show at a time. Tune in at inspiredbyfaithbroadcast.net. That's inspiredbyfaithbroadcast.net.